And you have to adjust the length.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yours is ready.
I think I'm putting anywhere you want it, actually.
Yeah, but the mic.
It's not a directional mic anyway.
Yes. Well, I will try to get my presentation all right.
Hi guys, sorry I'm late.
Yeah, you can clip it. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Yeah. Good.
So. We will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So, we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to these tools. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss well, how should we, and what our new project should look like. And, well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope you can leave me. So, basically this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished. Mm. People want to, when they look at shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy a product. But then, it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of the new project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design. And the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
The documents from the
yes. Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents that we can share.
Yes, well, we will then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us.
Well, yes. We try to draw on it, and then well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yes.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording what we write down.
No, they will record through that, then the sensor, mm-hmm. which is going to record mm-hmm. the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay. Maybe some, maybe Anna, maybe
yeah.
You can start, then you can maybe find out. Right.
No,
so, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. That's what I'm
going to think. Oh, I see. We will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. Is that you, by the way? No? Close though. Okay, it's a, like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
It's a dog.
Yes.
So but that's also kind of
cat. Dog doesn't have a tail?
It's got a tail then.
Both predators.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs, so the dogs have a tail.
So do the cats. And I guess cats don't have a tail.
Yeah, I think I'm going out to the right.
Okay. It is still not at hand, right? It's not up to that.
So, favorite characteristics?
Dogs are always friendly and loyal
okay,
and fun.
So. So another, to another scale.
Why you're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
definitely more. Yes, well, very good.
So, there's with different colors?
So,
suppose.
With different pen widths. Oh, but electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yes. Okay, you can meet him in Africa, I think.
Yeah.
Very rare blue zebras.
Voila.
Yeah.
I have to get rid of my wireless.
We'll talk about that.
Huh?
I need to talk about that.
Okay.
You got better from here, probably.
No, it's not for that.
I hope you have some space in your
okay.
New horse. Of,
Well, what should I do? She has already taken the cat.
I took a dog.
What do I want to do? You know?
A mouse?
Oh no.
This looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know, it's lying on its back,
okay.
You know.
And we should sum up its favorite characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics of a cat. Mm-hmm. It has some.
Yes, we moved
on. Nice cat, you know.
So on.
Definitely a cat.
Yeah. Definitely a cat.
Yeah. They like to sleep, that's why you said, you know, like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite a relaxed situation.
Yeah, quite relaxed way to take a you know, it pulls its leg up, like, you know. They it may be a good exercise for it, you know. Okay. Maybe I should bother that, because it should be approaching the tent.
You have a small leg.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Cool. Let's have a back here.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat or a very small
rat.
A
rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh? So
yes, this is certain, some contribution to our project.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let's see which animal has not been drawn yet. So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal in the water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So,
we did corals, maybe it would help.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish? Or
with
the
different bandwidths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
It's a baby shark, it looks to me. Mm-hmm. And it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the shark. Mm-hmm.
Now, a swordfish?
Why not?
You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I've never seen one.
Help the wood.
Okay. So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well,
this
tool seems to work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's continue to
well,
the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, Mile.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, but profit aim about 50 million euro. So we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at the international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for the whole is the product production cost. Yeah, maximal 12 euros.
So it's half of the selling price. If I am good in
yes,
mathematics.
Of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of
yeah,
course.
Sell at least
you all have to
pay.
we
have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, yeah, very million. Good in mathematics.
Yes, indeed. So,
yeah.
Well, I think when we are working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers, so when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So that's about finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And, well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user-friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
It should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yeah. and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need
We're thinking television now.
You have to have targeting the television and stuff, so you need to call a channel.
Yeah.
You need to browse the channels in upward.
Yes, yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls, if you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm
marketing.
So you're in marketing,
yeah.
And you are in user interface design. Just I wanted to be sure.
Sure.
I'm the industrial designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well. Actually.
I'm Matthew.
Okay.
My.
I'm Matthew. Okay.
And I'm not.
Matthew. I think you know me, yeah?
Just on your web page, but face to face.
Some other very important things to specify in this first phase of project. So the browse function, as you
mentioned. You need the usual ones like the changing the volume, changing the channel, you know, then today we have the teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which can come through that.
Like
so
what? Like internet?
IPO. Or now we are looking for television things or IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up actually. Yeah, personal video recorder and all those things.
Well,
up.
I think.
You should think
this over, especially what functionality.
Of course, and first before. Designing when thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements.
Yeah.
And
then
if they need internet, then who would be able to propose something with a TV over IP before?
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels, so we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Yeah. Keep in mind, it's a €25 unit, so very fancy stuff, we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal, but good functioning, user-friendly remote control.
In that case, you can always hook up with someone who is providing that, and you know. You sell that product as well as your product with them, you know.
Maybe you want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the specs and buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would. Like to get this wrapped up and go to the end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are on.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And well, just for the next meeting. You work on a design. Keep it general. So we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And when you think about requirements. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it need internet or do we stay at basic basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes, so keep in mind.
I can't tell the power from the phone.